Did you notice the fingers waving in the congressional people watching the speech last night? The Republican fingers that were purple? NPR's Andrea Seabrook was there and investigated the phenomenon.
As lawmakers streamed out of the House chamber after the speech, I paid special attention to their index fingers. Those of many Republicans were stained with a pokeberry purple in solidarity, they said, with Iraqis who voted in last Sunday's election.
When Americans vote, we usually wear a little paper sticker that oftentimes doesn't stick very long.
California Republican Bill Thomas held up his inky finger.
You saw what people were willing to risk for the simple exercise of voting. We take it for granted.
This is a symbol of courage because it takes a week to wear off. So these people are identified as voters, and they've been threatened to be killed if they voted.
House Majority Leader Tom DeLay also joined the Purple Digit Drive, which was led by freshman Republican Bobby Jindal of Louisiana.
Didn't matter if you were Democrat, Republican, didn't matter your views on the war. This was for standing for freedom, for democracy, being proud of our troops, the sacrifices they made, but also being proud for the Iraqi people that for the first time in decades, they truly have a chance at freedom.
Jindal may have hoped that the purple fingers would also show a mix of Republicans red and Democrats blue, but the ink had a distinctly crimson tint. Most Democrats I spoke to had a reaction similar to Ohio's Stephanie Tubbs Jones.
It makes a great photo shot. I mean, it was just a ploy.
Other Democrats, like Virginia's Jim Moran, seemed confused by the whole thing.
I saw one of my colleagues on the elevator, and he had this black ink all over him, and it had gone down his hand. And I said, "What is wrong with you? You're bleeding dark purple blood." And he says, "Oh no, I put my finger in the thing to show solidarity with Iraq." I says, "Well, and how does it do that?"
And Illinois Democrat Rahm Emanuel was less incredulous and more biting.
I will say this, as I saw my colleagues on the other side of the aisle were holding up purple ink on their fingers as if they sacrificed, my suggestion is I give them red ink for all the red ink they've been running up.
There were a few Republicans who didn't dip their digits. Connecticut Congressman Christopher Shays said he had a good reason to stay dry, to honor the woman he met in Iraq last Sunday.
I was at a polling area in Erbil, and I asked if I could put my finger in that inkwell. And the woman there looked at me in great surprise and said, "No, you're not an Iraqi."
Shays and many Democrats, it should be said, thought the waving purple fingers made for a nice show of solidarity with Iraq during the president's address. What seemed to be lacking between Republicans and Democrats in Congress was a show of solidarity with one another. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.
For coverage of the State of the Union speech, including full audio and a transcript of the speech, you can go to our website, npr.org. This is Day to Day. From NPR News.